Okay. Kum lena blak gemara rabbe chav zayin nomer alef. So the gemara says over here that our Mishnah says that if he found an afterbirth, it's called a shilya, in the house, there definitely was a vlad inside, you just disintegrated, so the entire house is tamei. Chav zayin nomer alef, about four lines in the bottom. Ozer shimla tamei. And not that the shilya itself was a vlad, but every shilya had a vlad, and it disintegrated inside. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, they all disagree. They all hold that the house is not tamei. The house itself is tahir. And they said, why? Because it disintegrated. And they said, also, it must have disintegrated inside her. And the mayor says, even though it may be disintegrated a little bit inside her, it's still something there in the house. It's only when you move from one house to the next house that I agree it's totally disintegrated. So now we won't understand. What's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? What's the question? Even if it's totally disintegrated, we know that by a mace, if it decomposes and you have rek, if you have ashes of a mace, or you have tzelel, which is the fluid of a mace, it's metame as well. So let's say it disintegrated. There was a vlad. The vlad is there. It's disintegrated now. So the house becomes tame. So what's this for Rabbi Shimon? We're very, very late. So let's go quickly. Chazan Ibn Allah, four lines at the bottom. Ozer, Tamei, Rabbi Shimon, confused with you. The Tanya, we learned. Mole Tarve, direct. If you have a spoonful of dust, of the human dust, Shinafel, the Teicha, of kosher, if it was contaminated with a little bit of dust, Tamei, still Tamei, because you have the entire dead person in ashes. Rabbi Shimon, my time at Rabbi Shimon. We had found the rabbis of Yeshiva Rabbi was sitting and was saying, definitely you have a bit more sand surrounding a little bit of that rekev, so therefore it's mevatel, cancels it out. Come down, you no longer have a whole body. And when is rekev metame, if the whole body is there but just decomposed, it turned into ashes, to dust. The chosle, and it's missing. And I said, "Faker, adrab, I efshe shle yerbush they pray the zrekev al pray the achas offer." It's impossible to say that you have two granules of the dust of the mace, of decomposed mace, surrounding dirt. So the dirt became part of, as if it became part of the dust of the mace. Now you have a whole body again. The nafil shira, you have a greater shear. Elo marabu heim the time of Shimon. You know what the logic of Shimon is? Why? Since we'll soon come back to Shilya and say, well, what's up with Shilya? Because Shilya, the entire body is in there, decomposed, it dissolved, but it's all there. What mixed in there? We'll soon see. But right now we're starting to understand Rabbi Shimon. So you forget Chilosei, the end is like the beginning. Mat Chilosei, the body. Let's say you bury a dead body. Nasle Dabrach Neganuli. And if you bury a dead body and there's other materials there, we say that it cancels each other out. And if it decomposes and turns to ashes, it will not be metame because other material also decompose. So even if it's decomposed and it's only the dust of the mace, but then something else came in, it corrupts it. It contaminates it. Mayi, what are you talking about? The time we learned, Eizu Meshe Yesh Lerekev, which mess has in it dust? The Eizu Meshe in Lerekev has no dust. Nikver Orem Ba'orem, if Shel Shai, if it was in a marble thing which does not decompose, Ayagabarisha Shalavonim or a stone floor. Zehu Meshe Yesh Lerekev, if its body turns to dust, it becomes dust. The Eizu Meshe Ein Lerekev, what's the mace that has no dust? Nikver Biksusa is buried with his dress, Ayabarim Shalator in a wooden coffin. On the floor of bricks, there's no rekev. You know why? Because the material that you buried in also decomposes and it gets mixed up. Another thing, separate altogether. The din of a rekev that if it turns into dust, it's still metame, is only regarding a person who died a natural death. Lemuti hori, somebody who was killed, deloy. If someone is killed, it does not apply at all. We only learn out by a regular mace. Okay, says the Gemara. And the reason is because if somebody was killed, we say some of the blood escaped, the entire body is not really there. And you need the entire body to be there that turned into dust. Says the Gemara, let's understand what you said. The slightest amount of contaminated is still tamei. Another din. If you have a mole, a spoonful of this dust in this baza, by the scattered throughout the house, by some of the house is tamei. It's the same principle here. That what? That dust is metami or metai. What's going on here? The two separate machlekes in here. Diyesh mina kamais. We only knew the first case that what that he got that contaminated according to Rabbi Shimon makes it by he come a bun of there a bun argument with the machni. If the fact is that the entire body is there, it's all one place, but you also added some dust. So the bun hold that it's still metame. Avon the spazav is scattered. Maybe the moedav shimon for a different reason altogether. If it's scattered throughout the entire house, you know why? The ain mahiv lechayzer mayer. Every section of the dust has a different roof. So you have the roof covering one part, and it's not covering a full mace. And then another part of the roof section covering the other part, and then you have to combine the two together. So we would and come home hold ain oil lechayzer mayer oil. You can't combine different oils, and therefore it's not metami. Different svar altogether. Doesn't make a difference. It has to be a spoonful, it's one lump altogether. So you're sharing the same roof. And they're all touching each other, so therefore it's like one roof. But if it's scattered a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, each one's on this different section of the roof. The Yashmina over here, Bahamad Shimon, the Aim Maiva Khaiza Mile over here, Omei over here, Rabbi Shimon argues in the Swara because of Mile. Abu Bahabar over there, the entire body is decomposed. Aim Moidarabon, see if you need both. Tanya, we learned Ida, look at another price. Mole Tarvid, you have a spoonful of this dust, Va'oid Offer, Basak, what is Tommy? And a little bit more, in other words, other sand came in and contaminated, it is Tommy. It could be offer from offer of the Basak Quad itself. Or clothing in the basic quarter, or clothing that was buried with, and the clothing, you know, decomposed and joined in there, lying in the basic quarters. Tommy, Rav Shimon Metai. Rav Shimon is Metai. So Rav Shimon Metai, again, we said before, because it's contaminated. My Tamay, the Rabbana, what's this for Rabbana? Levishi Efshel. Rabbana say, we don't care if it's contaminated, as long as the entire body is there in the form of dust, then it's metami. It's impossible for a spoonful of dust, there must be in there at least a spoonful of the rekev. I don't care if it's contaminated, it doesn't bother me. Says the Gemara, so hashta the amritaim of the Rav Shimon. You just said before the latest svara Rav Shimon was from Sefer Ketchilasa. Since the beginning, when you bury in the thing, we say cannot turn to rekif. So even if it turned to rekif, and then you added other the alien dust, the extraneous dust, we say that it contaminates it. Gabi Shulya, my time. What's the logic in our Mishnah? He argues, the Braisa argues in our Mishnah and says, according to Rav Shimon, in our Mishnah, if a Shulya falls in the house, it's not metami the house because the baby dissolved. So what if it dissolved? But it's no different than tselel. And the tzelel, you know, if a body turns into liquid, it's metame. So why shouldn't this be metame? The entire baby is inside it. He comes up with a new idea. He says, because you also have other blood. You have the blood, when you give birth, you also have, she also is bleeding. And therefore, the blood is more than the dissolved baby. And then bottle berayv. That's why, bottle berayv nagabah. But also the Rabbi Yechon, the Tamei Yechon said the view. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, the Rechon. Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov both say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon, Hoda Amra. Rabbi Shimon, what we just said. Rabbi Lezman, what's the story of Rabbi Lezman? No, because it's a bit worried. What's the story of Rabbi Lezman? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, Amen. We're soon going to explain Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. What he says is based on the logic of Bittul Berayv. We look, what's his Rabbi Lezman? At the time, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, Behema Gasa. If you have a large Behema, Sheshafa, that flowed out from the Behema, Chararas Dam, a piece of blood. A piece of blood. Never had any baby before, and suddenly a solid piece of blood came out. Harezu Tekove, we're going to assume that this is a deformed or a dissolved what do you call it? Fetus, and you bury it, and the next born calf is no longer the firstborn, because we'll say that this charora was the pet erechem. The Tony Rabchila said an amazing thing, and he said the following: Eina metamel, if you touch this glob of blood, leiba magib leiba masa. In other words, it sounds like he's saying it's not really a fetus, because otherwise it would be metamel. It's not. So the Gemara asks, so what's the logic here? You're telling me that's not metame at all, which sounds like you're saying it's not the Vlad. If I might cover, then why in the world should you bury it? If it's nothing there, why should you bury it? says the Gemara, the reason why he buried it, we're trying to understand what's going on here. We bury it to tell the world, when the next born baby calf is born, you should know why he's not giving it to a Kohen, because it's not a B'chayr anymore. In other words, it doesn't make sense. So you are treating like a Vlad. So why isn't it a Metame? Freddy Gemara, Alma Vlad Ma'alyu. So you know what you're telling me? Why is the next animal not a B'chayr? Because the first one was already a B'chayr. There's glob of blood. Why does a B'chayr say if you touch it, you don't become tummy? You know why don't become tamei? Because bitl b'raiv, there's a lot of blood there. So there's inside that blood you have the vlad, but the majority of it is blood, a cake of blood, and therefore bottle b'raiv. So this is what you say. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are both saying the same svara. Now, Rav Shimon in our Mishnah says that the shilya in the house is not metame the house, because why not? Because the raiv blood. Because you have a ray of blood there that cancels it. That's as far as the house is concerned. But as far as the woman is concerned, the fact that she gave birth to a Vlad, so she has to follow all the rules of a woman who gave birth. That even though the house is toy, the mother still gave birth to a Vlad and his tummy. This older man said to Rabbi Ami, I'll give you the logic of Rabbi Yechonon and Amakra. The pasuk says, "Isha kisaziya v'yolda zocher." If a woman gives birth, that and gives birth to a, she begins to ovulate and she gives birth to a male. I feel a lo yolda elikay enchezriya to male later. Even she didn't really give birth to a vlad. It's no different than the semen. In other words, it's just a glob. She's still tamei later. She's still tamei, which is exactly very different than what we learned a few days ago. Isha kesazri, and the next pasuk says, "Vayemashmini yimasar losay." When do we say that she's tamei later? Only if you can bring the child to mila. Nevertheless, this opinion says that the mother is tamei later. Says the Gemara. Shlaki says a shafir, the sack. Shetarfu b'meima, that you scrambled everything inside, you scrambled. Nase kemeis is no different than a corpse. Shin is balbala to rase, that also got fell apart. That's just like there. It's metame over here. Also, it's metame. On the richlish lucky meis shin is balbala to rase. Sorry. So he's saying over here. That's toy. He's trying his toy. But the first trouble we have is toy. So the Gemara says that a shofar is all scrambled, it's just like a mace, it's all scrambled, it's toy. So Rabbi Yechonon says, "Lucky, who told you? Mason is balbal tsurasim in all of the toy. Who told you that? So you made an assumption here that a mace is toy, and you're comparing a vlad that's all scrambled, is toy as well. Who told you? How do you know? Elema, if you're going to tell me. And does balbal tsurasim mean that the whole form fell apart? They all fell apart, like, for example, got burnt or something. Or Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Shapsoi, the other way around, mace a corpse, the entire physical body got burnt. But the shelter kayemes, in other words, even though it got all burnt, but it's still the form of a human. Burnt through and through, but it's the form of a human. Tamei is tamei. And it is tummy. So what? How does it prove this lucky that it falls apart? We'll see in a minute. My Sahoya, the Baraita continues the story. There were a bunch of doors in the house where this mace got burnt. It was lying. There were large doors and small doors. If there were large doors, what's the definition of a large door? Four tfachim by four tfachim. So they said that all those large doors are tummy. The inside of each door, the inside of the doorway is tummy. And just like a normal mace, we say you're eventually going to carry it out one of the larger doors, the four tvachim by four tvachim, so they all become tummy. But the small doors that are less than four tvachim, you cannot take a body through there. Therefore, there's no tumor spreads there. But you said all the small doors are tight. Because Ayeke Mina, and you wanted to infer from that, Taima, the only reason why we're saying that the large doors are tummy is the Shelda Kayemis, because the structure is still there. Halav Hachi, it's all scrambled, there's no structure anymore. You want to learn, even the big doors are toy. So that's what you want to say, that if a mace loses its form, and it got all scrambled, got all burnt, it loses its tumor, no longer generates tumor. Therefore, I want to say a Vlad, the same thing. That's what you wanted to say, by a Shafir, that the inside got all scrambled. Who told you that pshat? Maybe the pshat is But if it got all scrambled, then all the doors are tummy, because since it's so small, you can take it out even through small doors. The whole logic is if it's a full body, you'll only use the large doors. But if it's all scrambled up in small pieces, you can take out the small. Maybe, who told you it's all tummy? Maybe it's all tummy. Adrabba, doik me, no, why don't you medayig, lahagis, the other way around. Shelder kayemis, if the form is intact, who did totally psochin time, only then do we say the small doors are toy. Halav hochid, not for that psochin time, not mitme, even the small doors are tome, the chol chad v'chad, chozi la fuke, chad chad chavir, each door you can extract one aver at a time. Om levin levashi, so therefore, Rabbi Yechzeh Reish Lakish, you have no raya from there, and I argue with you. Says the Gemara, continue discussion. Rabbi Yechonah, who holds that it's still tame, Dama Keman, who does he hold like? Who does he hold like that it's still tame? So the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, he's following the view of Rabbi Lezer. That now we learned Eifer Srufin, ashes of a person that was burnt. Rabbi Lezer, says Shiura Beroiva. He says the shear is a quarter of a kav. If a quarter of a kav, it's metame. Now, so it's clearly here what he holds, that even though the body fell apart, it's all scrambled up, it still generates tumor. That's a biechre, it's lucky job. Therefore, they also argue in the case of the shofar in the sack, the embryonic sack. Says the Gemara, how is it possible in the case in the Braisa, the body got totally burnt, but the form is still there, it's still intact. How is that possible? Heichi dummy mace shenisiv, that the time mace got burnt through and through, and yet v'shalda keyemes, his form is still extent. How can that be? A very strong fire. We're talking about it. It got all burnt through and through. So strengthening the question. How is it that the form didn't fall? The body should fall apart. So we'll give three answers. One of them is what you said, along with what you said. Other parts of the body, they used a very, very thick leather that held the body in place, and they burned on top of the leather, and the leather is fireproof in a way, or fire tartan. So therefore, the body burned through and through, but the image, the physique of the body, or so the sculpture, yes, stayed still there. So the Gemara, Rav Avraham says, "Gilui shesorfu agabe apoydrim." They burnt the body on top of marble stone. So we're talking about that there's like a mold. The mold is made out of marble, or the mold is made out of this leather. So the mold holds the body intact, even though it got burnt through and through. And they're both fireproof. Ravina says, who said they burnt the body through and through? You singed it, you burnt the exterior of the entire body. But the body, therefore, did the bone, nothing burnt inside. It didn't turn to ashes. Who said anything about ashes here? We assumed it turned into ashes. So we're saying that, they held it in place. Talk about we learned. Hamapeles yad chatuche. A woman was miscarried a hand, a dismembered arm, v'regle chatuche, or a leg. We already had this before. Imay tamei later. The mother is considered tamei because she gave birth. It's possible it came from a deformed body because we never saw the rest of the body. We're not. Most babies have an arm or a leg, a form, and then something happened and it died, and it dissolved. Then choishim, we don't say shema maguf otumbo. It came from a body that was deformed or incomplete. However, just because we make that assumption, we say that she's tame, it's not 100%, because if it's 100%, we'll give her, grant her the days of tumah, but we'll also grant her the leniency of tara. But we don't give her the days of tara. My time, but why not? Not because we say that maybe it did come from a body that was deformed. No, we just said we're not worried. So l'chayit, it's 100% she gave birth. If 100% she gave birth, so why do we only give her the days of tumah and we do not give her the days of tara? Says the Gemara, no, why? Ema, we say hirchika le'dosa. We say that could be the body came out parts, and she actually gave birth 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and we just now saw the arm, and therefore it could be the days of the tara that she's granted expired already. So we'll give me Machman and tell her that maybe it happened right now, and so therefore you'll be tummy 7 days or 14 days, if it's, we don't know. But to say that Tara, maybe 3 weeks ago you started, 4 weeks ago, and your Tara already expired. So a new Svarya says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbi Yisrael, Hamapelas, they do my pillow, that's she miscarried, doesn't know what she miscarried. Teshe, Lezocha, she should sit, maybe it's a Zocha, Unakeva, 14 days of Tumah, but Tara, we only give her 33 minus 7 that she sat for an Nida, but then it's a done, if you're right. What do you call it? If you want to say Kokai Gavna, if you're going to say that, we don't know exactly when it started. So maybe Eima Hichika Leidosa, why don't we say, since we don't know what it was and everything else, we should say that all the blood she sees should be Tamei. She shouldn't have any Meitara whatsoever. You're saying over here, we don't know, so you have certain days Meitara, and then we're Machma like in a cave and for Tuma, and like a Zohar, we give her only the 33 days Meitara, minus 7 days. So why don't we also worry? Maybe she doesn't need at least Lunida, maybe the baby started coming out before or something, and therefore what the blood that she saw now and the blood she knows, it was not the 14 days in the cave, but maybe the Nida. Omer Abai, just to be Machmer. But she definitely gave birth, but maybe because she started giving birth a long time ago, and therefore the days that she's seeing Dam is no longer than the cave part, is or the Torah, maybe it's Dam Nida. So the Gemara, the problem with that is it's a chumra that will cause damage. I would have thought the moment you say nida, you're telling me people will think, we're not 100% sure that she gave birth at all. Maybe she was just the dam that she's seeing is only a nida. They don't understand this whole word that maybe started a long time ago, and therefore people will say maybe she's a nida. So when she brings a carbon chatas, they're not going to let the kainim eat it, because we're going to say maybe she doesn't deserve to bring a carbon chatas, and you didn't malika on a chulin. Then echel can be eaten because 100% you gave birth. When it says if a baby of a lot, all it did was stretched out his hand and brought it back inside the womb. The mother is 100% tummy. She gave birth already. It says that he believed to have eaten yad. It says in the passage there by Tamar that when he gave birth, and the hand went out, and they put a red string around it and all of that. So the Gemara. Clearly, a hand is nothing. Stuck out a hand, definitely. We're machmir that maybe gave birth. But you won't be say 100% like it gave birth, and therefore we won't give the meitara. It says in the brayse, "Vayinim chashad choldover kama for nothing." I'm going to buy you. Ainich choldover with the ice. It's not really giving birth. Maybe it is considered giving birth, and therefore we're machmir with the leniency. He brought a pasuk with the rabbanon we cross machta ba'alma. Next mishnah. What about hamapela? She miscarried a tumtum, where it was covered over the gender. So we. That's right. That's exactly what we're saying. And pull the hand back in.
Exactly.
That's right.
But still
the that's the whole point. The point is that the hand is what determines who's the first. Because he put us. He jumped out first. But the Reagan is Puchay the Pasek. That's right. And Mapelis Tumtum. So she miscarried and gave birth to a Tumtum. Or an androgynous who has both signs. That's right. No, that's when it concludes. That's not a prayer. So if she miscarried and she gave birth to a tumtum which has no sign of a male or female, or androgynous who has both signs, so what should she do? She's for both. Tumtum, the Zohar, you had twins. One was the Zohar and one was a Tumtum. Now, we don't know if the Tumtum was a male or female. And the Regen is a Zohar, it had both signs, so legally we don't know what it is. And the male, and those twins, Teish, the Zohar, the Kaver. Again, we're always taking sitting for Zohar, the Kaver, so therefore you're Machmir 14 Tommy days. But for as far as Tara is concerned, maybe a Zohar 33. Tumtum and the Kaver. What about a Tumtum and the Kaver? Or the Regen is in the Kaver? Teish and the Kaver, bad. What happened? You have a girl who was the second twin, then even if it was 100% a boy, we know that the girl takes over. It's 14 days of the girl and 66, and the boy doesn't, we don't count because it's all swallowed in anyway. What happens if the body came out all cut up or came out like a breech baby, legs first? When is it born? Most of the body came out. It came out head first. If the majority of the head came out, it's considered as if it already gave birth. What's considered the majority of the head? When the forehead came out. Based on this Mishnah, why did the Gemara even say before that the hand? I mean, the Gemara should have asked for this Mishnah right here. How can you say the hand is considered birth when the Mishnah says you need the Rav Vlad, or the head? Anyway, if a tumtum was born on its own, or adreina. So we don't know male or female. Amar, you say teishav lezachor lekeva. You said for both. So tumtum v'zachor adreina v'zachor mebayeh. So if you have a tumtum and a twin, a male, and a twin, you have to tell me that when machmas if it's in the keva. Itzich, we need it. Maot, I would have thought. Hoyil v'omer abitzcha. I would have thought that if you had a twin, a boy, maybe there's grounds to say that the tumtum adreina also is a boy that we had that same happened a few days ago. Because the way the methodology how it works, Kavitzchak said, "Isha mazras chila, if a woman gives birth first, a woman gives birth first, is yerled zoch as a male. Ish mazir, if a man gives if a woman ovulates first, it'll be a male. If a male if first he has a sperm, then it'll be a female." Since one of the twins is a male, Hainami Zacha must be the other twin is also male, unless we know otherwise. Kamashalon, that no, we don't make such a leap. Aim why? Because possible Shneim Hizriya Bevazacha, as it happens simultaneously. Zu Zacha Vizenikeva, and one of them can be a male, one can be a female. Now we don't know if they're male or female. Males can only see white, Zov. A female, Damnida, sees red. So what about if a Tumta Dragon is so white? Now, if they're a male, they're tummy, you know, seven, whatever. But if they're a female, they're not. Oidim are red. Now, if they're a male, it's nothing. If female, they are. Ain't chayavin nabias medias. You don't know 100% if they became tummy or not. So they enter the base of medias and become tummy because maybe they're tired. And you don't make them bring them a carbon because it'll be chulin bazar because a male has nothing red. It doesn't mean I'm a tummy male. Nor do you burn the truma if they touch it. You just let it in suspense. Because we don't know. If they saw red, we don't know. They might be a female. It might be a male. And red means nothing.
Wouldn't androgynous have the
chumras
of both?
Yep. But halachically, it's only the rabban. We don't know what it is. So we're machmir, we say we all the chumras. But that's what the rabban. Mi ika sveika kameshmaya. Is a famous saying.
But a
tumtum
is a suffix.
A dragon is a suffix halacha. A tumtum is a suffix mitzias. That's a third opinion. We don't know how, legally how do we treat an adragonus? As a baby of an atzma, as a male, as a female? What is it? So we're, yeah. So you don't burn through it. What about Ro, Loiv, and Eden? They saw both. The Mamanushich, the tummy, right? So yet you still are not liable for walking based on Migdash, but Sofer learns from you, you do burn through it, because Manoshech they're Tameh, you burn through it, but you're not liable for walking based on Migdash. What's the logic in that? So you might explain, because that is Exeis HaKosev. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Mizacha va'at nekeva, from a male to a female, send them out of the camps. What do you mean, from a male to a female? Dafke tishalechu, Zacha vada nekeva vadois, for like tumtum madrignus. So when it comes to sending away from based on Migdash, it has to be a vada. That's enough for sure, of the male or female. Says, I'll prove it to you. Tumtum v'adreginus, it says in the Braise, tumtum v'adreginus, they're so white or red. Ain't chayav is migdash. You don't get, they're not liable to walk in. You don't know if they're tummy or not. If they're male, then red means nothing. They ain't soifin aleim the truma, nor do you burn the truma, because maybe they're not tummy. But ro loivin v'oidim kacha, they're so red and white at the same time. So a manashur, they're definitely tummy. Ain't chayav v'albis migdash. Still, you're not liable for walking in the base of migdash. I will say, but you do burn through because it definitely tummy. Why aren't you liable? He must be. He's right. My timer. Because the swara we just said la mishum shenema. Because of the pasuk it says mezocha v'ad nekeva tishalechu zocha v'ad nekeva v'dois. But loy tumtum adreignus comes along and says, I can give you another logic to it. Loy hamani, who is it? Rabbi Lezer. I can give you another logic to it. It's Rabbi Lezer. If not, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, maybe there's another logic to it. You know why? If you walk in the base of Midrash, you're not liable? Because it says in the Pasig, HaSheretz, that you know, if you touch a Sheretz, you're Tomei. And then it says, Venelim, and you forgot. Remember the whole din of walking in the base of Midrash, you forgot that you were Tomei, and then you walk in the base of Midrash. It says, Venelim, Menu. So the first opinion of Blazer says, Al Helim Sheretz, Hu Chayiv. If you forgot that you became Tameh and you walked the base of Migdash, and then you found that you remembered, you bring a carbon. But Einu Chayiv Ahel Migdash. If you knew you were Tameh, but you didn't realize you were walking into the base of Migdash, for that you're not liable. Rabbi Kiva agrees, but he says, what did you forget? Not you forgot that this was specifically a Sheretz. You forgot that you were Tameh, and you walked in, you're liable. Einu Chayiv Ahel Migdash. Now, me and my Benai, what is the difference between the two? V'amah Chizki, the Chizki says, the difference is Sheretz Unevele Ikeb. Do you have to know specifically how you became tummy, or as long as you know your tummy, that's enough? Now, let's say the b'sheder nevel. You know which one is tummy. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's as if you didn't know you were tummy and you bring a carbon afterwards, because you have to know specifically how you became tummy, the origin of that tummy. Now, b'kibus of a lebi, you don't need. So Lav Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says there, Be'inan de yeh de ibe shedet itme ibn veil itme. So how can I have the same thing over here? Since he saw white blood and red blood, but he doesn't know why he's tummy. Is he tummy because he's a male and he saw white, or is he tummy because he's a female and he saw red? And therefore, if you walk in the base of Mikdash, according to Rabbi Lezer, you're not liable. That's the vort why you're not liable, even though you're 100% tummy. And if you touch truma, we're going to burn it. Hachanabi binan de yeh de ibe loivet itme, ibe eidem itme. Ava, but Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Amr says, "Meshum tumah mechayev." Rabbi Kiva holds, "I don't care. You chayev." Hachenami meshum tumah mechayev. Rabbi Kiva talks about hold that if you walk to the base of Migdash, just tum tum on the regnus, and he definitely touched red and white, he definitely will become tameh. Okay, we'll stop thinking tomorrow, Mitzvah.